Well, welcome back to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is the most curious evening, and I know it's Mercury retrograde, and so I think it's great that we're having astrologers on because Mercury retrograde always means that there's a mess up with lines and computers and everything else. And Don, our wonderful producer, was just letting me know that there was a mess up with the lines and that everybody who had called in absolutely got dropped off by accident. So if you had called in, please call in again. That would be appropriate, and that would be wonderful if you would do that. And so I love this Mercury retrograde. I want to say first, I was introduced to astrology when I was in eighth grade. And the reason for that was that my tap dance mother was coming and moving to San Diego, where I grew up. And she wanted my mother to find her a place to live. And because my mother worked with a builder who built a lot of apartment complexes. And the deal was, she said she's on a fixed salary. Could we find her a place to live that they wouldn't raise the rent on her? And so when she met Afra, the tap dancer's, the tap teacher's mother, Afra turned out to be an astrologer and an incredible astrologer. She was one of the three astrologers who used their astrology skills to keep from getting killed in Germany. And so that was very important for her, and she was very wonderful and very talented. And so she started giving classes to my mom in astrology and started teaching her different philosophy. And so when I went to my mother in eighth grade and said, "You know, I just don't think like everybody else at school. I need to see a psychiatrist." Mother said, "I'm going to make you an appointment with Afra." And so I got my first astrology reading at age 13. And what's amazing is she even told me what day my children were going to be born, and she was incredibly accurate. She was on In Search Of with Leonard Nimoy, my first astrologer. And so I have followed astrology and been interested in that ever since. So we have our first caller on the line, Virginia from Florida. Virginia, welcome to
Hey.
Know the Name, Know the Answers. How are you?
Hey, can you hear me?
We can. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I'll put back bow on here. Okay. I've called in before and I was thought that Elizabeth was going to be on, but then you said you were doing names, so I'm great. I just got my name changed finally legally. It took me 3 months.
Oh,
But I
good.
finally did. And so you said you were going to do names, so that'd be great.
Okay, you want to know what your new name means?
Yes, Virginia Gregg, Greggg. That was my birth name. I used to be Shoshi. I was the one who changed it from Shoshi.
Oh, smart move.
Yeah.
Don't you love it when it's a smart move? And I don't know what's up with Elizabeth. She's usually really dependable and she's very good. So I just think maybe there's a time change difference or whatnot.
Yeah,
I
I've
don't know
heard her
what the problem
before,
is.
and I listen to her weekly report and everything all the time. And
Yeah, and
so
she's got her
actually,
own
after
show
she
right
was
here on
before,
BBS
when I
Radio,
think she was
also at
on your
10
show
o'clock tonight on
once
Sundays,
before,
where
wasn't
you can
she?
call in for her. Virginia, on your name, it says that you have a natural charisma, a
You're breaking
natural
up. I can't
appeal
hear
that
you.
people.
Your
Okay.
phone's breaking up. I can't hear you.
Don, is it my phone or is it Virginia's?
I can't understand anything you're saying.
Okay, Virginia, hang up and call right back in because it's your line.
I can't understand. I'm sorry. I can't understand anything.
Okay, Don, you want to hang up on her and ask her to call back in? Okay, in the meantime,
I
we're
have a
going to take
landline. I don't
Pauline.
have a
Pauline from New York. Pauline, are you
Yes,
on the
hello.
line?
Oh, yeah. Do you have problem hearing me? Because I have no problem hearing you, and she's on a
No,
landline
I'm
as
hearing
well as
you
I
just
am.
fine. I think it was Virginia's
I'm
line.
also, and I was looking forward to, not that I don't want your reading, definitely, because you had given me a reading last week. But can I ask you, can you give me a reading based on the name that I want?
Sure. Or you can
Okay,
ask the
that because
same
you gave
question
me
you would
one
ask
last time. I'm
Elizabeth, but
sorry, I
I
didn't
just need to
mean for this
answer
to
differently.
happen. Yeah, because it wasn't fair. I mean, I did ask you last week, so I was looking forward to Elizabeth only because I needed
Me
to get
too.
info. But it's no problem. This works out great. I'll ask you based on the name that I was really my name supposed to be. It's Pauline. There was no the middle name is really my last name, Zito, Szeto. But if I have to use the S as the middle initial, the original name was going to be Susan. So Pauline Susan Cito.
Okay. Now, Susan actually helps you. I would go ahead and use that middle name. Because what it does is it brings in more intelligence. It brings on that it's easier to learn what you want to learn. It brings in the right teachers at the right time for you. It brings in a lot more spiritual knowledge. It also brings in wanting to make the world a better place where other people help you, and it definitely improves the memory.
Wow,
so I would have that. I would put it right back in and use it as a middle name.
Okay, sounds great. And well, you know, the Cito being my last name, how does that change it? Because before I gave you, well, actually the false name was Yi. That's the one that legally on my birth certificate, it says Pauline Cito Yi. So that makes my whole name really different.
Yes, it does.
I never asked this one.
Cito is a last name. I love
yeah,
just
Cito
the Cito
really is my
part.
Last name, but they all of us were given that as our middle name because that's truly our last name.
Okay, but if you use Cito as your last name, it means that anybody who meets you will remember you. It's like you can meet them one time and they will remember you. You will say something, do something, whatever, and they will go, ah, I remember that, you know, or later on
so
they'll say, remember when
my
this
middle
person
name?
Did this?
Okay. Is that stayed my middle name, and then Yi is the legal name that's on my birth certificate? How does that make it look? I mean, you're saying that if that's my middle name, back if I put it back legally, if I just go back to my maiden name, that's Pauline Cito Yi.
Okay.
Yi is
you,
like that
if
paper
you do
name, whatever they
that
call that.
For your last name, it literally means that you will bring very gifted people to you, and it means that the people you bring to you are very interesting. But it does not mean that people will remember who you are.
Oh, okay. So drop the Yi, sounds like.
Correct. And just go by Cito as a last name because you'll have a profound effect on the people around you.
That's what I want for the future. Thank you
yep.
so much.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
So if you go by Pauline Susan Cito, that's your best bet. It gives you all
that's
that spirituality
one.
And the learning and the good memory, and everybody else is going to remember you also.
Okay, and if I get married, I need to talk to you about that, right? That's in the future.
Yes.
If I change that name, then I need to have you look at it if it's worth it to keep my name. I think I'm going to keep my name no matter what I do in the future.
I was going to say, I would just keep Cito and just have that understanding that it doesn't matter if you meet somebody, you're keeping your name.
That's true. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome, Pauline. Okay, we're back, Virginia. Thank you. Let's see if it's a better hold this time. Can you hear me better this time?
I hear you totally fine now.
Okay, great. What can I do for you? What would you like to know?
Well, I'd just like to know, just look at my name and tell me about it.
Okay. So, Virginia, it says that you are a factor for change.
You have the last name, too, G-R-E-G-G?
Yep, I've got it written down.
Okay.
It says that you are an agent for change. You're very good at being flexible and at changing. And if you need to modify and adapt, you're able to do that. That you've got a good memory for anything that you're interested in. Of course, if you're not interested, who cares anyway? It also says that you can be like a managerial person, a person who's leading. You have a lot of managerial skills. You're very good with people. You know, this is you have a name of somebody who could be like a politician or a principal or just a manager. Okay. Because
wow.
you're going to get along with the people around you and they're going to be included and they're going to feel like it's one big team that's working together.
Oh, great.
You have truth in your name. Like you are so seeking the truth and you can't stand it if somebody lies to you. It's like
right.
lie to me once and you're done. I may have
right.
to be polite. You may have to stick around, but I don't want to have anything to do with you. You've also got a rebellious spirit. You don't like to be told what to do. Okay.
No, I know. Right.
But, you know, I love rebellious spirits because when I see that in a name, I know that everybody with a rebellious spirit, they develop discernment. And if somebody gets away with doing something rotten once, then nothing close to that can happen to you again because you're not going to let it because now you've got it. You learned from that. And so, and you hold it against them. It's like, why did you do that rotten thing? You know?
Right.
Okay. So your biggest challenge in your name, Virginia, is not to be resentful. Like if somebody wrongs you, not to hold that.
Right.
So how you go about doing that or not being resentful is literally it takes forgiveness. So I want to redefine forgiveness for you.
Okay.
Because it is not forgetting, because there's no way you're going to forget. It is, but forgiveness is you are for, not against, giving the situation back to God and the universal laws and karma to take care of so that you don't have to carry it and think about how you're going to get it even.
Right.
Okay,
absolutely.
That's forgiveness. That's for giving it back to the universe to make
taking
it right.
Taking the high road, right?
And take the high road and not carry it with you, because if not, it churns you up inside, because
it's like,
hey, that wasn't fair. That wasn't right. We've got to make this right. You know?
Yeah.
And
I
so anyway, forgiveness is the way to go through that. Also in your name, it literally says that you are very good to people. It's like once you've taken somebody in or they're a friend, they're like family.
Absolutely. And that's in my astrology chart too, which is interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. So it's like, that all comes up in your name. And the other thing that's in your name is toward the last fourth of your life, you are all about self-sacrifice and doing what's right for society. It's like you get what you needed to get out of life in the first three quarters of it. And the last fourth, you really dedicate it to improving the good for the whole.
Oh, great. That's that good Aquarian spirit.
Oh, are you an Aquarius? Yeah, that's a humanitarian.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, you've got that in your name too. But I'm saying, I don't know what you do now, but you would make really good politician.
Well, I'm starting a little school here called Offline Learning for the Practical Arts. Low-tech school and workshop with, we're going to have a little, K through 12, I'm a teacher. And
well,
I have a little, some land out here with, and we're going to so the practical arts are reading, writing, arithmetic, and, cooking and gardening, and no cell phones, no computers.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Well, and you've got that management and getting along with people. Like I said, you could have been a principal. So I think that's just ideal for you. Go for it. Lucky kids.
Great. So what do you see in the Greg part? That was my old middle name that I kept,
Well, when I was doing your name, I dropped the first name into the last name because I used the whole name. Because if not, every Virginia would be the same.
Oh, I see. Okay, right. Well, that's so great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's just a mini. I can literally talk 2 hours on a name.
Oh, I know it. And as soon as I am, I'm saving up some money for one of your readings. So I had some other things. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go solar off the grid with my savings. And so that I can be cool. That's all I care about is being cool.
I think that's fabulous, Virginia. You have a wonderful evening and thanks for calling in.
Right. And I'll be listening to your show. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Sherry, you're on next. Thank you for your patience. What answer can I give for you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
I've been a struggling musician, but this year I've decided to, I want to move to California, and I'm really trying to make that happen. My music, I've done music, I just haven't been able to make a living doing it. I write music and everything. I sing and play guitar. So some time ago, I changed my music name. I mean, I keep my real name. It's not legally changed. So my real name is Sherry, Cherie, Ann, Ann, Smith, Smith. But I changed my music name to Sherry Chantel because it's a derivative of to sing in French. And it's also my first name is French, spelled French. So how do you see the difference in the name spellings working for me?
Okay, I love your question, Sherry. First of all, you've got really generous heart, and you're very good at whatever you're going to put your mind to. You're very good at it because you know how to work, and at the same time, you come from the heart, so that would come through in your music. When you changed your last name, you literally said, "I'm going to make it harder on myself." So I would change it to a different last name. I don't think your birth last name makes it easy, but when you change that name, the one you're using makes it harder. Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. So, I would come up with a different name that would really help and promote it versus these two names, because neither one, your birth name or the new one, is really going to help break it through for you. It's the reason that mm-hmm. sometimes people change their names and then all of a sudden they became this great movie star, you know, and you hear about all these name changes. Mm-hmm. And it's because the original name doesn't work. Now, your first name works just fine. Your middle name works just fine. It's the last name. And your last name always indicates, Sherry, who you're bringing to you. Okay. And you want to bring people to you that are going to help you, not make it harder on you.
Great.
Okay. And so, so that's what's important to do. So right now I would go by Smith versus the new one, because the new one makes it worse. All right. And the new one, okay, how you've got it, would also cause people to want to take advantage of you. And you don't want that either. You don't want to work for peanuts.
No.
Okay. Now I want to talk to you about California versus another place. Okay. Mm-hmm. In your name clashes with California. And what that means is when you get out there, it's going to take you twice as much time to get known out there as it would with a place that would support you. So have you thought about Tennessee? Because your name goes really well with Tennessee.
It does. Oh, interesting.
It also goes really well with New York. But I would try Tennessee first if your music. Yeah, it goes really well with New York. It goes really well with Tennessee. And so, again, instead of making it harder, and literally your first name already says you make it hard on yourself. So that's why your last name having the same thing in it, the pretend last name. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, my gosh, it's really going to be hard. and so instead of making it harder on yourself by going to California where it's going to be tough, why not go to either New York or Tennessee? In fact, I think Tennessee would be the best for you, but New York otherwise, and start your music there. And I'm not saying it's going to be a cakewalk in Tennessee, but it's going to be a whole lot easier for you there than it will be in California.
Do you have any suggestions to which city in Tennessee? Because I've been there a few times. I do like a few different places.
But... Well, Nashville's known for it, but I wouldn't live in Nashville. I would live outside of Nashville. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
If you're going to come to that area, or you might want to look at Bristol, Tennessee. Now, Bristol is where country music actually started. It didn't start in Nashville. It started in Bristol. Okay. And Bristol's a good one too, but I would look on the map and say, what's around Bristol, which is in the northeast corner, or what's around Nashville, and say, okay, Nashville's like really the music center now, right? And say, what little cities or what little towns around here have the first vowel of an E or the first vowel of an O? And really, if you could find one with a first vowel of an O for you, that would be so much better. Because that way you'd find people, you'd live there, and you'd find people that would want to help you and nurture you.
Okay,
so if there's a little community like right outside of Nashville that starts with that O, or at the very least, like a subdivision that has that first vowel of an O. It doesn't have to start with an O. It just has to have the first vowel of an O.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, but awesome. Thank you so much.
I think that would be a lot more helpful for you, and I think things would go smoother and open up faster. Mm-hmm. Okay, because then you'd be working with the supportive letters of your name and people that would want to support you versus having to open all the doors yourself.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay. And by the way, Wisconsin is a lovely place to live.
Yeah, it is. Thank you for saying that.
You know, it is. It is an absolutely lovely place to live. When I decided that I wanted to move someplace and never have to move again, because I've lived in 11 of our states and in 4 countries, and I said I never want to move again. Wisconsin was one of the states that I narrowed it down to, and I just decided because of the weather that was what knocked it out, but it was a lovely state.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I've been in all of them. You're in a good place. and the most like Wisconsin and the people and the whatever is going to be around Tennessee for you, and it's in the name also.
Okay. Well, okay. I'll check that out. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You're welcome, Cherry. Thanks for calling in. Again, if you would like to call in, the phone number here is 888-627-6008. Again, it's 888-627-6008. You know, Gary from, it looks like, Idaho, it's your turn. What would you like to know?
Me? Already?
Yes.
Am I in the queue?
Yes, you're in the queue. Well, I jumped you in the queue because I haven't had somebody call in from Idaho before, and so I was curious.
Oh, okay.
So we're in Idaho.
Well, actually, I'm sitting here on Shoshone Paiute and Bannock land. It's still by treaty, and about all of Boise and most of the valley is all the way down to the Snake River. And I was wondering if what do you feel about Native American the discarnate the ancestors that are still here wandering around? You know, there's a lot of mention of the tricksters.
Yeah, the tricksters, pranksters, and those guys. Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering whether that makes whether there's what your folks that have got the gifts think about the influence.
There's a lot of interlopers that they can attach through default because they haven't directed themselves yet to where they really want to go because they're not clear. Okay. So they call those earthbound, or they're on the lower planes, like the astral plane. And so there can be tricksters, jokesters, and pranksters. Okay? And you're right there in the Boise area. Do you know J.J. Dewey? D-E-W-E-Y?
No, I couldn't quite get that. Two initials, you mean, and what?
Yeah, J.J. Two initials for Joseph John, but he goes by JJ. JJ Dewey. And Dewey, like the Dewey Decimal System.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And he's right.
No,
there
I do not. We have a guy named David Akins who's been in this area for a long time.
I'm familiar with David's work, but I was just thinking for the question that you asked me, JJ Dewey. He has a free book out on freeread.com. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And
I'm writing that down.
Anyway, it's the first in his series of books called The Initiate. And he teaches along that realm, and he is really knowledgeable. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I have listened to so many people over the years, and JJ is one that I really studied under. Because he is so knowledgeable. He's in that Boise area. You know, I used to teach school in Haley, which is right there by Sun Valley.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, wow. And, wow, that's a good... Go ahead.
Okay. So to answer your question, if you put your if you just put your protective prayer, and, you know, there's four parts to a good prayer, all right?
Please,
if you want to make it effective. And the first part is that you have to acknowledge that you're more than your physical body. And the second part to an effective prayer is asking for guidance or assistance from those entities that have a higher vibration than you do.
You're breaking up.
And that way it immediately wipes out those tricksters, pranksters, and all those other people. And then the third thing is to make your request, what you want to learn, what you want to know. And the fourth thing is to give gratitude. Because even if you can manifest that what you're asking for, if you don't give gratitude, you don't get to keep it. Okay? And those are the four steps to an effective prayer.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Back again. This is Know the Name, Know the Answers with your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. This is a lovely evening of Mercury retrograde. I think it's so funny that we're having issues with the phone, and we're having issues with the internet. It's all because we're in Mercury retrograde, and this is our month of astrology with our astrology guests. So I think that's quite ironic. I would like to tell you a story about the person who first introduced me to astrology when I went to see her after Wesh when I was just in eighth grade. And she told me that I could have a choice of two kids, three kids, or four kids, but if I was going to have them, here were their birthdays. And so she was very accurate. And she was Hitler's astrologer. And she had a choice with Himmler. She was put into the room, and Hitler literally told her, if Himmler dies, so do you. When are we operating? He has a brain tumor. And so she talked to the doctors, and she said, we have to start at this time, at this date, and we have to be done by this time, or else he'll die. And the doctor said, we can't do it that fast. And she said, well, then we all die, because Hitler had said he was going to put the doctors and their families in the operating room, her and her families in the operating room. And if Himmler came out alive, then all of them could come out alive. But if Himmler died, he was going to kill all of them. And so she told those doctors, you better practice, because that's going to be all the time you've got. And you've got to get this done in that time period. And in the meantime, she prayed. And she said she was willing to sacrifice the few people that would be in that operating room if it would stop a man like Himmler. And what her answer came back was, is that you'll do far more good with hundreds of other people, and there'll always be another Himmler. And therefore, she went ahead and said, here's where you do it. Here's when you do it. Let's get this done, and let's get him alive. And so she lived to help literally thousands of people. So Afra left Germany after the war, and she moved to different countries, and she eventually came here to Utah. And then she moved to California because she was getting up in age, and her daughter lived in California and wanted to make sure that she was okay. And long story short, because her daughter was my tap dance teacher, how she got into the apartment and how my mother started taking classes from her. But she was the one that literally said, we all have our weakest link in our bodies. And if we can just take care of the weakest link in our bodies, then we will stay healthy, primarily healthy. If you just focus on what do I have to do to keep that weakest link good, okay? And it was because of her telling me at the time what mine was that I decided if it's going to be my kidneys, and by the way, that's for all Libras, Libras are susceptible with their kidneys. I now understand where she got that from. And I thought at that time at age 13, well, if that's my weakest link and we need to take care of our weakest link, then I'm not going to drink. And so did you know that being a teetotaler and not drinking through high school and through college is incredibly rough on people? Because they always say, oh, you're judging us. And I thought, no, it's okay. If your weakest link's not your kidneys, have at it. If that's what you want to do, you know, that's up to you. But that was my choice and why I decided not to drink. And it was that motivation from what I got with AFRA that I thought, in the name, the weakest link needs to be in there. It's got to be in there somewhere. And that's what started me to start finding out if I could do for others by what's in their name and where their weakest health link is, then if they took care of that, that they could stay healthy. And Anne, that we just lost, in your name, just the part I have about it here online, is your immune system. If you can keep your immune system strong, then your health ought to stay good. So my suggestion would be to go to, you know, the internet and type in immune system and what foods to eat that strengthen the immune system, and make sure that those are all your snack foods, okay? Because that would be very helpful, okay? So, and I'm looking at Gary's that called in earlier, and in his name, I would say, watch the knees. Watch the knees and the lower back, and just from the part of the name that you gave me. And if the knees and the lower of the back stay good, then everything else will be good. Okay, and it only looks like it's one knee from your name, Gary. And then it would be the lower back. And it's because you're very sensitive to other people. And therefore, that's held sometimes in the lower back. And when somebody is really bothering you, it either hits in the lower back around the sciatica, or it would hit in the knees, because the knees always say, who is the matter with us? Okay, but that's where that incentive came from, to be able to help others by what's in their name and where their weakest health point is, and to be able to take the time to figure all those out. It literally went back to AFRA. Leonard Nimoy, when he had his program In Search Of, came and interviewed AFRA because she had 100% accuracy. And unfortunately, she died in 1983, but she left some predictions that went all the way through until the year 2000. And it was very interesting as those came by to watch them just get checked off like clockwork and to be so very accurate. So if there is a really good astrologer who knows how to use that astrology, it's amazing what they can figure out and what they can do and what they can say all about you. And it's your personal chart, which is so different than what you get with these generic readings or on the web or whatever. Okay, a personal chart is very, very different, because it can say generally everybody is having a bad day, but it can say, but for you, it's very, very good. And today would be a prime example of that. The general astrology for today is that it's a very good day. It's a very good ending and a very productive day. Okay, and you can get a lot done. But if you look, let's say, on my personal astrology, it was almost the opposite of that. And so it really makes a difference whether you're looking at something that's general or you're looking at something that's highly specific. And so next week, we're going to have Linda Sherman on the call. I know that she just talked to me a couple of days ago, revalidating and re-verifying that she was going to be on next week. And so, and she's on the same time zone as me, so we shouldn't have this problem with the Mercury retrograde. And Linda Sherman is somebody that I recommend a lot. If you've never had an astrology reading before and you want an in-depth beginning astrology reading and just to see some of the stuff that can come out. And Linda is very generous with her time. When she's on there, she wants to make sure that you get your questions answered. And she is also heard often on Coast to Coast AM radio. And you can go and look up Linda Sherman on Coast to Coast AM and find out some more about her, or it's in the newsletter that I send out every Thursday when I announce who's going to be on the radio show and who was on last week and their links and who we're looking forward to next week. And so we are looking forward to Linda Sherman, who's a very good astrologer, and she will be joining us next week at this time. And I certainly appreciate all of your patience and goodness as you were a little bit disappointed, as I was. I don't know what happened with Elizabeth, and I just trust she's okay, why she wasn't here with us tonight, because I know she was looking forward to it, and we had already spoken, and she knew it was tonight also. So I'm sure hoping that everything's okay. She just recently moved, and so I'm hoping that everything there also went all right. So This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth of Know the Name, Know the Answers. Know that you can call anytime and get a reading on your name and an amazing number of questions that can be answered just from looking at the name. And to do that, you would go to knowthename.com and then go to the page services. And if you'd like to know anything more about names, give us a holler. There's a lot of information on knowthename.com. And then there's 70 pages of just information, nothing else, on bestnamemeanings.com. And as people have called in and asked questions and wanted to know about this or that, we just wrote articles and put them up at bestnamemeanings.com. But if you're interested in the books or listening to past radio shows, all those links are at knowthename.com. So this is Sharon Lynn Wyeth of Know the Name, Know the Answers, signing off. And we've got a commercial break for you.